Christmas tree, oh Christmas tree, thy leaves are so unchanging.
I have goosebumps. I'm sorry. I know.
That's rash, Wendy. There's a difference. Shut up. That's rash.
We jokingly said we're starting the Christmas music today, but I am 100% okay with that. And it's Tree Time Trend Tuesday. We're going to give you all the latest Christmas decorating trends with Tree Time's Lori Kane. Lori, how are you?
Hey, I'm great, guys. How are you?
I get goosebumps when I hear Christmas music. I really do. I'm ready.
It's the time. We are ready.
Lori, you're working there at Tree Time 12 months out of the year. Is there any time where you just say to yourself, no, that doesn't feel at all like Christmas? You're surrounded by it constantly.
You know, actually for us, this is going to sound really weird. It's kind of more different when everyone else celebrates Christmas with us. We spend so much of the time celebrating it by ourselves.
Really?
We have to finally have everybody join us. Yeah.
Oh, it's
like,
all right.
It's like... Finally, it's like having a party where no one comes. Oh. Now everyone gets to come to the party.
Oh, all right.
All right, so what do you have going on? Like Saturday, you have a little demonstration. What are some of the trends this week?
Okay, so one of the trends that we have going on, so Christmas now is kind of expanded to become more like fashion and more like interior design, where people aren't just doing Christmas trees that are necessarily like red and green. They're saying, I kind of want to think out of the box. I want to have a Christmas tree that follows my house or follows fashion. And so the Christmas designers that supply to us are coming up with these cool ideas. So one of the trends this year started kind of back in 2016. It's kind of an interesting story because it was this blush color that the people who set a lot of the color trends for the year, this company called Pantone, and they decided in 2016 to do two colors. It was a rose quartz and a serenity blue. And they put a lot of research in the colors they picked. So they picked these two colors because they thought people needed to be more tranquil and they needed a connection to wellness and stuff based on all of our kind of crazy social media things. So they picked this rose quartz and it's taken off. Everybody loves it. And now it's showing up in Christmas. So
can I just tell you that when I'm looking at Christmas lights, something about the blue lights really, and I don't mean like Kmart's blue light special.
Yeah.
There's something soothing and wonderful. It creates this really relaxed feeling in me when I see blue lights. So does the rose quartz have that calming effect as well?
Yes. So that rose quartz, they've studied the color, has a calming effect, and it kind of brings you back to, more childhood type of place. And maybe those blue lights bring you calm, too, because that might be what you remember growing up, right?
Well, we had all different colors. We had always had a multicolored tree. Mm-hmm. But something about blue lights to me just makes it warm and comforting. And that's this time of year where you want to just be in your house and cuddle with anyone who comes by.
And that's kind of what we're trying to do with Christmas. We're trying to give you a way to, a lot of times you have people over for Christmas and things like that. So a way to make your house be really inviting. You add light, you add this blushy color, and people just kind of feel like hanging out and having fun with you. So that's really our goal.
And it has a more nostalgic, old-timey feel
to it,
too, doesn't it, Lori?
It does, because it's kind of like the modern Victorian, like before Victorian has always been a Christmas theme, but this blush is kind of a new, cool, trendy, like even the millennials are liking this blush color. So and they're mixing it with silvers and golds. So it's calming, but it's got a little bit of a bling feel, and it just takes your decorations up a notch.
So is the actual tree itself like a blush color?
No, the actual tree that we've done, so we got our inspiration from someone in the Mart who had actually done a tree for Queen Elizabeth, and the tree is actually silver. And with that silver tree, you put in the blush and the cream and the champagne, and it just all reflects it. And it's hard to tell that the tree's really silver. You have to really look carefully. But when you look, it is. It gives it a wholly, totally different look.
You can head to Tree Time, 22102 North Pepper Road in Lake Barrington. you are also on social media as well, aren't you guys? Treetime.com, of course, and Twitter and Facebook, It's Tree Time, correct?
Yes, that is correct, yes.
Here's what I love about what they do. Everyone has a Christmas tree, and they do with it what they're used to, what they've grown up with, which is ornaments and tons of lights. I like lots of lights. Mm-hmm. But if you go to Tree Time, there are these, I don't know what they're called, they're like little sprigs, I guess, that you can stick in the tree to make it more, just more lush and plush and beautiful. What are those called? Do you know what I'm talking about, Lori?
Yeah, we call those floral picks, or just picks. Kind of a florist term, but yeah, that's what we call them, picks.
And it just fills it out. It fills
totally
the scene
does.
Out, right?
Right. So they're all different. Like, so if you have a plain tree, you could add like a frosted pick, or if you have you could add a long needle pine pick or a floral pick or berries. So it just takes your tree, and, you know, even if your tree isn't quite as beautiful as it used to be, it can really bring it back to life and give you a lot of cool looks.
Lori, with the tree you described, the rose quartz tree, my guess is that's predominantly marketed towards women, right? Or is it not?
Okay, so that was one of the reasons that the Pantone people picked rose quartz a couple years ago, was they saw this blush color being appealing to both men and women
really?
In the future, okay?
Yeah.
Yes. So they saw that as kind of like if people get exposed to more more gender-neutral things, that it would be a color that everyone would just find calming. And we have really paid attention to the male's reaction to the tree, and we've been pleasantly surprised that they have liked it.
I liked it. It wouldn't be, for me, it wouldn't be my first choice, but I did enjoy, I liked the look. I liked the retro feel to it.
Yeah, that's kind of what we were a little nervous saying, okay, we want to appeal to all of our customers, but we paid careful attention to that. And I think that people have all been open to it. It's a cool look. It, like you said, it might not be your choice, but the men have enjoyed it.
And that's
the
one that Queen Elizabeth has.
That's right. That Queen Elizabeth had when she came over for her party. They decorated her.
Although she had all superhero ornaments, which I would not have thought about for Queen Elizabeth.
Yes.
I'm a big Hulk fan.
Spider-Man.
Yeah, Spider-Man. Yep.
All right. Well, it's a Tree Time Trend Tuesday. Lori Kane, owner of Tree Time. You can go to treetime.com. And we are giving listeners a chance to win a $250 Tree Time shopping spree. So you can update your holiday decor with your favorite trend, whether it be this crushed on blush tree or whatever. You can enter online at WGNradio.com/contests. If you've never been to Tree Time, you're missing something huge. Go to 22102 North Pepper Road in Lake Barrington. And Lori, at 2 p.m. this Saturday, tell us what's happening then.
We're going to have a class, and we will be demonstrating how to, I believe it's Pinterest idea, of how to just take your Christmas decorating up to the next level in an easy way. So we really want to focus on doing things that are approachable and easy for our customers. They all seem to appreciate that. So we'll be showing you, we have a free class from 2 to 3 of how to do that.
Lori, I had, as you know, my wife Terry was out with me there a week ago and had so many good ideas. Like every time she turned around, she goes, you know, we could do this and we could do this and we could do this. And it's true. It's not hard to do.
That's really been our focus, is we know people are busy and we know they have a lot on their minds. But we're just trying to show you, you know, hey, here's a few quick, easy things you can implement. So that's our goal, is to help you just implement a few cool things that can help you have a cool Christmas decor.
It's a real-life Pinterest page.
Right.
You can walk through it and get some great ideas.
That's right.
Steal our ideas, like not our ornaments. It says it right on the front door.
Awesome. Well, we will talk to you next week, and good luck. 2 p.m. on Saturday. You can go get some more Christmas ideas. It's Tree Time, 22102 North Pepper Road in Lake Barrington. You can also go to treetime.com. Everything Christmas, treetime.com. Thank you. Thank you, Lori.
Thank you, guys. All right. Have a great day.
You too, Lori. Thanks so much. We'll take a quick break, and then it's Tech Tuesday. We'll find out what's going on in the world of technology next. Bill and Wendy, WGN.